Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Social media sites have changed the way we interact with one another, and today's teens have never known a world without them. Sarah Stoddard, research assistant professor at the University of Michigan, explores how an age-old problem has found its way to the online world.
Young adults spend increasing amounts of time socializing online through social networking sites. But do these interactions influence peer behavior in the same way face-to-face interactions do? For young adults, peer substance use is one of the strongest predictors of alcohol and other drug use. If your friends drink or smoke marijuana, you're more likely to do the same. In the first national survey of its kind, we sampled 18 to 24-year-olds and looked at the connections between alcohol and drug content on social networking sites and their alcohol and drug use. We found that more alcohol-related pictures and posts the participants and their friends put on social networking sites, the more frequently they drank alcohol. We found this to be true even when we accounted for their friends' alcohol and drug use. We also asked about online social norms, or what participants thought about their friends' beliefs about posting of alcohol and drug use online. For example, did they believe that everyone posts online pictures where they are drinking? We found that these online social norms were unrelated to the participants' alcohol and drug use. These social norms were less important than what they saw their friends doing through online posts. Yet peers don't always increase young adult drinking or marijuana use. If young adults thought that posting about their alcohol and drug use online would have negative consequences in their social life, they reported less alcohol and marijuana use. Our findings are only the first clues into how online social networks may affect alcohol and drug use for young adults. What we do know is that online platforms provide a new, additional way for young adults to influence their peers' alcohol and drug use.
That was Sarah Stoddard of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. I don't know.